Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
Master arranges the best when we align ourselves with the Fa. By a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The head of my work unit asked me to choose to follow either the Chinese Communist Party or Falun Dafa when the persecution first began in 1999. I answered, I choose to practice Falun Dafa. He then asked me to quit my membership in the CCP. I immediately sent in an application to withdraw from the party. The local branch of the CCP spent hours asking me to retract the withdrawal application, but I refused to do so. My withdrawal from the party had the effect of a bomb going off in my work unit. The leaders at all levels organized conferences and meetings to criticize me. They then dismissed me from my job and threatened to punish me further. I went through this tribulation and never gave up my belief in DAFA. However, I did not realize that since I quit the CCP, the evil could not arrange my path. I also failed to understand that Master Li arranges everything for me. I did not deny the old forces persecution and ended up being illegally detained for over 9 years. Taking action with righteous thoughts. I gradually learned that Master arranges the best for us as long as we have righteous thoughts. I was taken into custody by the evil party in June 2002. I had left a draft of my article for an experience-sharing conference at home. At that time, I didn't pay much attention to safety and had mentioned fellow practitioners' names and some projects in the draft. I learned that the police had ransacked my home and taken the draft. I was terrified and felt pained upon learning this. I was afraid the police would arrest the practitioners I mentioned in my article, so I sent righteous thoughts continuously. It later occurred to me that I was just an ordinary person if I worried and became afraid like they do. Master said, quote, as true practitioners, we should look at issues from a very high level instead of from the perspective of everyday people. Unquote. Lecture 6, Zhuan Falun. I realized my article was meant to share my understanding of the Fa at my level. How could it be used by the CCP to persecute my fellow practitioners? This was absolutely not allowed by the Fa. I sent a righteous thought to not allow the evil to use my article to persecute DAFA practitioners. I tried my best to hold on to this thought and eliminate my concerns and worry as soon as they popped up. In the end, the police did not harass any of the practitioners I mentioned in the article. The evil has nothing to do with me. One day, after I was released from prison in 2012, I had an appointment to meet a new practitioner in a park. I shared my cultivation experiences with her and encouraged her to participate in a Fa study group. I was not aware of any danger by being in the park, but I then noticed a young man using his cell phone beside us. He followed me when I left. I realized that he was a plainclothes police officer and was recording our conversation and monitoring me. I was a little bit shaken up when I got home. I was afraid I would bring trouble to the Fa study group. The more I followed this way of thinking, the more nervous I became. I remembered that as a DAFA disciple, I should align my thoughts and deeds with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. My act of helping the new practitioner aligned with the Fa's requirements, and only Master arranges my path. I said to myself that I do not even acknowledge the old force's existence, so why should I be afraid? The evil has nothing to do with me. I calmed down and further thought that it was also a good chance for those who listened to the recording to learn the truth and be saved. Two police cars were in my community for more than 2 months, beginning in October 2019. I saw the vehicles, but didn't give it a second thought. A new practitioner told me that the cars were there to monitor me. I told her that I only followed Master's guidance and denied all other arrangements. Master said, quote, "No matter what big things are happening, pretend nothing is going on and just go about as usual, doing what a Dafa disciple should do. This is the path you're taking today, and this is the legacy of mighty virtue you are leaving." Unquote. Teaching the Fa at the 2004 Washington, D.C. Fa Conference, Collected Fa Teachings, Volume 6. I only listen to what Master says and do what he asks us to do. I am a good person, so the evil cannot persecute me. One day, several practitioners came to my home and installed the adapter for receiving new Tang Dynasty television, NTD. I sent Righteous Thoughts to eliminate all interference. NTD is the best TV station in the world, and it reports only true information about China. Master approves of it, so no evil interference is allowed. The box was successfully installed while the surveillance police officers were monitoring me. My daughter also practices Falun Dafa. One day, she bought a computer for the people who produce pamphlets and other informational materials about the persecution. In the evening, two practitioners came to learn how to use it before taking it to their production site. My sister called and said she saw a police car drive to our neighborhood. My daughter asked me how to deal with the situation. I said calmly, "We are good people, so Master arranges our path, not the evil. We only do what Master asks us to do, and we only listen to Master." I sent Righteous Thoughts during the time my daughter was training the practitioners. They stayed until 9 p.m. Getting help from unlikely allies. The guards in our community know the facts about Falun Dafa. They told me that the police went to their office every day to monitor me. They showed the guards my picture and asked them to track me. None of the guards cooperated with the police officers. One of the guards then asked me to give my phone number to his supervisor, so his supervisor could notify me if he heard of any actions the officers planned to carry out. The supervisor later told me that the officers had complained to the upper police department that his staff hadn't helped them. The director of the police department criticized him and asked why they hadn't cooperated. The supervisor said, "This old lady didn't do anything wrong. Why would we help you monitor her? She has the freedom to believe in Falun Dafa." I was happy for these people. They chose a bright future for themselves. Afterwards, I used this incident to tell the 610 office and the Education Bureau agents at all levels the facts about Falun Dafa to counter the CCP's negative propaganda. I also exposed the persecution I had experienced. That was 4 years ago. They all said I looked much younger than before, and I believe they could feel that I sincerely wanted to save them. I asked them not to persecute Falun Dafa practitioners. A supervisor agreed to quit the CCP. I also clarified the truth to six lawyers after booking legal consultations with them. All righteous thoughts come from the Fa. I have recited Chuan Falun from memory more than 400 times since I was released from jail in 2012. I will always keep the Fa in my heart.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.